Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Chav Zayin, mitzvah Reish Chav Ches, mitzvah 228. 228, the Isser of Oshek, Shelo La Ashok, not to withhold somebody's money, as we will see. But first, one ha'ara I wanted to mention, I forgot to mention at the end of yesterday's shiur. It has to do with today a little bit, but we'll mention it. At the end of the shiur, we mentioned the Minchas Chinuch in Os Ches, discussed the concept of a Mufla HaSamach La'ish, a child who was a year before their stage of godless. You have an 11-year-old girl and a 12-year-old boy. So the halacha is that that person, that child, can be have an effect on a daraisa level in terms of nidarim, anything to do with hafla, a neder, a shvua, hektish, and they can have effects. And therefore the Minchas Chinuch said that if a child makes a shvua that they will never eat a hamburger, and they're 12 years old, and then the boy is 12 years old, and when they're 13 years old, the child eats a hamburger, they violate Shvua Sheker and get Malkus then, because they violated what was done when they were 12. That achieved a Daraisa status. But it's Mashma, and this we didn't say yesterday, I didn't get the chance to mention this, it's Mashma though, let's say the child made the nether when he was 12, and then he ate the hamburger when he was 12. So he's for sure not going to be punished, because he's a Katam, but is that a Maisa Avera? That a Maisa Avera says Mashma the Minchas Chinuch not, because the Minchas Chinuch Dafka gives the case of if you make the shvua when you're 12 and then you eat it when you're 13, so then you're going to be Chayiv Malkus. If you're not 13, what, you're going to get the Avera but no Malkus? You're probably not an Avera because it's just like any Katan. So it's interesting that regarding the halacha of creating the Isser, we consider him a Gadol, enough Das. But regarding the halacha of violating the Isser, so then we don't consider him a Bar Das. And we're not going to punish him, and he's not going to be considered a Gadol regarding those issues. Interesting. Ha'ara. Just related to that, we mentioned, I think last week, 2 weeks ago, the sugya of can a Katan do a Maisa Avera? Right, in halachic terms, does a katan, if a katan damages, if a katan does something, wounds, is that a mice, or any maisa avera, is that a maisa avera with a patur onshim, or is that not even a maisa avera? So we've quoted many different sources, the Gemara in Baba Kama, Tzadok Ches, and others, but there's one that I did not quote, because it was just pointed out to me recently. Interesting, back in Parshas Vayeshev, fascinating discussion for a Parshas year. We know when Yehuda and Tamar, when the whole story happens, it says Vayered Yehuda Beis Echav, and Rashi says right after Mechiras Yosef, that's when this took place, because this was part of the Yerida from Gedula that Yehuda went through. Fine, but if you just take a step back and think about it, there were 22 years from the time of Mechiras Yosef until Bnei Yisrael, right, the Shvatim and Yaakov went to Mitzrayim. What had to happen in those 22 years, according to Rashi? Yehuda went and got married. He had two kids, Erva Onan. They died. And then there was a time period that he didn't give his son, give Shelah to Tamar. And then after that, the whole story of Tamar happened. And Peretz and Zerach were born. And it says when they went out to Mitzrayim, Peretz had two sons, Chetzron and Chamul. So in the entire 22 years, Yehuda getting married and Yehuda having grandchildren, right? So that all had to happen in 22 years. How is that possible? Or they all had kids when they were 8? Chazal say, it's not going to work. So what's happening here? And even if you want to say that you could figure out a way that you can have the children so young, but why were Erva Onan punished? They were Ketanim. So that's the discussion of the Mizrahi on Rashi there, the beginning of Perek Lamed Ches in Vayeshev. That's why he and many others say it must not be like Rashi. Argue on Rashi. This story must have happened earlier, right after the story of Shechem took place. That's when Yehuda got married, Vayered Yehuda. But it didn't happen after Mechiras Yosef because there's not enough time. So he says, unless you say they were molid b'yosem b'nei ches shana, shari doris harishonim b'nei ches shana hayuk sholidu. But then he says, if you say that, kasha shari in bezen shomala manishin, that will be ber chav shana v'mala. So he says, yeah, either way you have a problem. But related to this, that has to do, that last point of the Mizrahi has to do with our issue about a Maisa Avir for a Katan. It might be, one might be able to answer this, maybe, doesn't fully answer, based on the Minchas Chinuch we discussed earlier. The Minchas Chinuch all the way at the beginning of the Arayos, if you remember, in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik. Back in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik, the Minchas Chinuch had a tremendous Chiddush in Os Ches. Kuf Tzadik Os Ches, the Minchas Chinuch said that the age that we mentioned yesterday of godless, 13 and 12, at least according to some Rishonim, like the Chuvas Harash, comes from Halacha Moshe Mi Sinai. So suggest the Minchas Chinuch, that's part of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai of Shiurim. All Shiurim Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that only applies to Jews, to Bnei Yisrael. But to Bnei Noach, you don't have all these Shiurim. There's no such thing as a Kezias, that a Kebetza, or Godless. And the Minchas Chinuch suggested that right when a non-Jew, right when a Ben Noach has Das, that's it, he's finished, he's considered a Gadol. You don't go by 12 and 13. Right when he's a Ben Das, he's already considered a gadol le'inyan arayis. That's what he said there. Afilu katan b'pachas b'vatesha ubala gadola im a katan ein bodas b'kobakam hinei regas. Lokom ha'yisrael b'pachas b'vatesha ein b'yaso b'yaklal. V'imu b'adas nera gavke. No, because it's regarding B'nai Noach, one would be able to punish even less than 12 and 13 because it's right when they have das. So maybe Erva Onan had that status. If you say Erva Onan, if you say that the Jews prior to Maimed Har Sinai had the status of B'nai Noach, so then maybe one could suggest that Minchas Chinuch to answer the kasha of the Mizrahi related to the Aveira of Erva Onan. Okay, but that is just a related point that I don't think we ever mentioned regarding Maisa Aveira of a Katan, which has to do with the Menchas Chinuch at the end of yesterday's shir, in terms of Shavuos Bitoy. But now we continue and move on to the next mitzvah, today's mitzvah, which has to do with also denial, but a separate Isser. If you look in the Torah tells us, next Pasuk. After the yesterday we had the Pasuk of Shavuos Sheker. Today we have the Pasuk. Perek Yutes Pasuk Yud Gimel has three mitzvahs again. Again, a jam-packed Pasuk. Three phrases, three mitzvahs. Lo sashok es reyacha, velo sigzol. Lo solin pu'ula sachar et boker. Do not be oshek. Do not violate oshek against your friend. We'll talk about what that is. And then, next mitzvah is don't do gezela. Now we know what gezela is. We already spoke a little bit about that. Geneva versus gezela. And then, lo solin, do not delay paying your workers. You gotta pay your workers on time. That we'll get to. But today is Oshek. What exactly is Oshek? So all the Rishonim, even the Gemara at the end of Bamitzia already says, Oshek is very closely related to Geneva and Gezela. What is Oshek? Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Shalom nachzik b'ma sheyihye b'yadenu mizulaseinu. Do not hold what is in our hands. Mizulaseinu. That does not belong to us. Derech ones. In a way that is ones. We're forcing. O derech techiye b'ramos. Or tricking. If I have something of yours and you say, can I have it back? And I say, no, I'm not giving it back. Tough luck. Let's say, if even if I'm a shomer, you gave it to me to watch. And then you come and take it on my watch back. I say, no, I don't care. I'm taking it. I'm not giving it back. So there was no, that's not geneva in the regular sense because you didn't take it out of his rishus. It's not gezela. You didn't grab it from him, but that's oshek. Oshek is any time you have something of somebody else's and you refuse to give it back. Earlier we had hachasha. A couple of mitzvahs ago, we had in Reish Chaf Hei not denying having somebody's money. So that's limited. Oshek, that might violate Oshek too, but Oshek is even if you don't deny it. You say, this is yours, and I don't care, I'm not giving it back. Oshek is not giving somebody what is due to them. It also might include, as we'll see in a minute, not paying somebody, period. I owe you money. Tough luck, I'm not paying you. That's the Isser of Oshek. Oshek. Here we go. So kimo, like so, keeping anybody's money either ba'ones or by tricking, right? If you trick and you say I don't owe, so that might be both aveiras, the aveira of hachasha and the aveira of oshek. Kimo anshe aven shedochim b'nei adam lemar, like those sinners who push people away and say lemar lahem lech v'shuv. Yeah, come back tomorrow. You have no intention of paying. And you just say, yeah, come back later, come back in a week, come back in 2 weeks, you have no intention of paying. That's the Isser of Oshek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Vezosi mida rabi yoser. And this is a terrible trait. V'yirchik tanu torasenu ashlema mimena. And the Torah distances us from it. Again, even if there's no act of removing it from the rishus of the owner. If I grab something from you, and I say, tough, I'm keeping it. That's two aveiras. That's gezela, grabbing it from you. And then keeping it and not giving it back, that's Oshek. This is an Aveira that's done, b'shev v'al ta'aseh. Put it on the list. Most Aveiras, as we know, lo sa'aseh, are in action. I do something. Oshek is not doing something. Keeping something that belongs to you in my rishus, that is an Aveira b'shev v'al ta'aseh, and that is Oshek, right? And that's what we'll see, at the end, what the punishment is, that, one's not gonna get a punishment for this, as we'll see later. Says the Chinuch. Dechziv, losashuk as reachok, ki machzik b'mamo, mizulaso, bazeho inyan, shamarna nikra oshek. If somebody holds on to somebody else's money in an illegal manner, that's oshek. Ubechlal oshek, included in oshek who? Gamkein. Koshachayev lechadir mamon mi'uyan v'oshek oto. I owe you a specific amount of money and I don't pay you. Kigon kove schar sachir. I'm an employer and I don't pay my workers. If I don't pay them on time, that's what Avera will do in two mitzvahs from now. That's the Isra of Batalin, overnight not paying your workers on time. This is an Isra of not paying, period. Not paying, period. If you haven't wanted to pay, you're just delaying. You're not going to violate this Isra. Oshik is where you have no plans. You don't literally need money from the victim going to the aggressor. Right? If you work for me, you never gave me money that I'm taking from you. I'm just not giving you what's due you. That also is included in Oshek. If anybody has a tvias mamon against me, and he pushes him away, machmas alamus, because he is being a bully, sheyeshbo, right? He's using his strength, or trickery. Either way, nikra oshek, that is oshek. And now the chinuch says something important for the definition of this aveira. V'yafalpi. Sheha oshek v'agazelo agneve inyin echad hu. Ime yosha amaisa cholek zemi zeh. Even though oshek, geneva, and gzela are all very similar to each other. You take it out of your friend's rishus, geneva versus gzela. You hold on to it. It's all very similar. Ki kavana shlashtam, the kavana of all three, is shelo yikach ha'adam mamon mizalaso mishum tzad. I shouldn't take money from anybody else in any way. Lefi shebishlosha drachem elu, because these are three ways. Yech misu b'nei adam ze eze. You can forcibly, negatively take somebody else's affect somebody else and take his money. Pirta not kasav kulon, but still the Torah lists each of them separately. Vehizir b'kol echad b'fneyatzmo. Each one is listed. Ke'ein mashar zechonim levracha, like it says in the end of Metzia. Rava Amar zeo oshek zeo gezel. The same thing. Why did the pasuk split it up? Lavar labishtin lavim, to make you violate to lavim. That does not mean that if you violate something that's gezel and oshek, you only get one aveir. You get two aveiras because they each have their uniqueness, but they're counted separately, right? This is reminiscent of a source that has come up various times in our shiurim, and that's the Rambam in Shoresh Tes. The Rambam in Shoresh Tes tells us that we don't count many isurim, many lavim in the Torah as many mitzvahs, unless there's some uniqueness to it. It could be, says the Rambam, that the Torah is going to say something six times for emphasis, to show you that it's really, really bad. And that's why the Torah is right, repeating it again and again. But that doesn't mean you're going to count six separate mitzvahs there. But if there's any unique aspect to the Avera, to the lav, then you'll count it separately. So that's why the Rambam says in the beginning of Shoresh Tes, Ein ra'ui limnos ha'lavin v'ha'asei, aval ha'dvarim ha'muzar mehem v'ha'mitzuva behem. We don't count lavim and asei based on looking at the Torah. Oh, how many? It says don't? Okay, that's an aveir. It says do? That's a mitzvah. You don't do that. That's not how you read that's not how you figure out how many mitzvahs there are. You count what comes out of them. Ha'muzar mehem v'ha'mitzuva mehem. That's what you get. You count the concepts and not the psukim. And then he says, beautifully categorizing all four types of mitzvahs. This has been quoted before. Da, shekot sivuya ha'torah v'asar osei. The Rambam says there are four types of mitzvahs that we have in life. Number one is bideos. Deos. Those are mitzvahs relating to feelings and emuna. Emuna b'Hashem, avas Hashem, yiras Hashem, not believing in other gods. That's all number one, deos. Number two, pu'ulos, action mitzvos. Actions. Kamo shesivar lakav karbanos, binos hamigdash, pu'ulos, any actions. Not to be makav karbanos to avodah zarah. V'chulu, that is number two. Then we have, third category is midos, having to do with attributes. V'yahavta re'echa kamocha, and being a rachman, sinna, nekima, netira, and all those samal adam re'echa, all of those are attributes, what we do. And then finally, he says the fourth is dibur, mitzvah shel dibur. And that is Kiddush, and that is Sfiras HaOmer, and the like. Those are the four, says the Rambam. When you read the Torah, you figure out what falls into one of these four categories. But even if the Torah says it twice, you count it once. Because it's only one mitzvah in one of these four categories. Unless there's a uniqueness to the mitzvah. Like here, we would say there's a uniqueness to the mitzvah. The difference between Oshek and Gezel. You can have a case of Oshek without Gezel. As we explained, I don't pay my workers. That's not Gezel. I didn't steal from them, but I'm not paying them. That's Oshek. And therefore, one would count it separately. Weiter. Let me explain why the Torah goes out of its way to list off each one. Gezel, Geneva, and Oshek. Ka'echad, first reason of two. Shekol sheratza hakel barachu la'achik bimenu l'dovatenu richa gadol. Whenever wants the Torah, and Hashem wants to distance us very much for our benefit from something, hirba lanu ba, taras rabos. He gives a lot of asharas related to the same topic. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very emphatic about dealing with other people's money. So that's why he gives us a lot of avaris relating to other people's money. The old lanu toeles nimsabribi asharos, but there's another toeles, good effect that having so many mitzvahs have on us. And what is that? That's the Mishnah we all know, Maseches Makkos, the end of Makkos. Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zakos es Yisrael, l'fichach hebra l'an Torah mitzvahs. The most famous thing that Reb Chaim ben Akashi ever said. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mezakeh us, and therefore he gave us many mitzvahs. Meaning what? It's the same thing. So if you don't steal, you're also not going to do gzeilur, geneva, oshek. Because Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah about every prat to prat, because he wants to be mezakeh us. You do this, you get three mitzvahs. You don't only get one mitzvah. Kamo b'kan shaya efshal aziren ader klal lo sichu b'amud mizulaschem. Hashem could have had some kind of formulation in the pasuk. Don't have other people's money with you. And that would have included all these other eris. But Hashem wants to be mezakeh us. We've mentioned in the past the other pshatim on this Mishnah, the end of Makkos. Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'zakos Yisrael, the Rambam. The Rambam on that Mishnah at the end of Makkos tells us that really, even though we paskin mitzvah say Tzrichas Kavana, or Tzrichas Kavana, whatever it is, but who could say that they ever did a mitzvah so perfectly, lishma lishma totally, without any ulterior motive? Not for schar, not for getting noticed, not... Who can say that they did a mitzvah l'shma? We're all different. We all have so different personalities and different things that we're into. Says the Rambam, that's why Hashem gives us so many mitzvahs. Because there's got to be one that I did perfectly. There's got to be one that was unbelievable that will make HaKadosh Baruch Hu proud. So he gives us a lot to be mezakeh. So there's only six mitzvahs. So then, if we're not a type of person that this relates to, so then this mitzvah... So I'm not going to be able to do it. But there are so many, there's got to be one that we connect to on such a deep level. That's the Rambam. The Maharal on that Mishnah gives a different shot. The Maharal says, if you think about a high school student who has two different teachers, one very easy teacher, never gives them work, never gives them a test, at the end of the year, the student will not have learned too much from that teacher. The student would have loved the teacher, but the teacher is not good for the student. But if a teacher gives tests and is very strict, it's fair, but gives a lot of work, that's the better teacher in the long run. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us so many mitzvahs and so many laws because in the long run, it is better for us. So that is two ideas relating to that Mishnah. Okay, says the Chinuch, continuing, K'mo chein b'chol ma'akam shem rizachon l'avracha, l'avra l'abahar b'lavin. Anytime when the Gemara says that this is repeated to be mar b'lavin, we have to explain it, not that you're going to count it separately, but it's just to be mizaris us and encourage us in terms of doing it. Okay, skip. Shorash HaMitzvah Yaduah, second wide line. The Shorash of this mitzvah is known as, I said in the past couple of mitzvahs, Kihimena Mitzvah Shaseichel Mechayev Osan. These are mitzvahs that the Seichel is Mechayev, right? It's logical mitzvahs. The Rechayim HaKadosh here adds, Chaim, he says, V'tam Omro Re'acha, why does it add, Losashok as Re'acha, your friend? Because says the Rechayim, don't think of that you could defend your actions with the excuse of, yeah, he's not going to mind. He's my friend. Okay, I'll keep it. I know he really doesn't want it, but you know, deep down, he'll probably say it's okay. No. It's still usher. Niskavein l'shlo tainas hayoto re'o. Ube'em sa'uz ze yitin yad b'mamono. V'yom ha'kareya ka'achlo. He's my brother. Come on. No. Beino levein atzmo yimcholo. V'lo yachbos la'anisho. He's not going to take me to court. He doesn't want to make a whole stink in public. So still, a person, it's usher. Doesn't matter if he's Re'acha, if you think that he's your Re'acha, you know, one is not allowed to do it. Chafetz Chaim as well, emphasizes ill effects of these Isurim of Oshek. We'll read it better tomorrow because he talks a lot about it but regarding to Gzela. But many stories of the Chavetz Chaim was so makpid in terms of Oshek, in terms of paying, in terms of accepting other people's money. When the stories go, we'll read it tomorrow about when he sold with the Mishnah Berurah, he went through every single page of every Mishnah Berurah that was printed when he could, when he was in control, because he wanted to make sure there was nothing cut off, there was no blurry spots, there was no missing pages, because a person paid for this, and if there's a missing page, the Chavetz Chaim says, I'm stealing. He paid for a perfect book, a perfect sefer. And if the Chavetz Chaim was extremely cautious and worried about all of these items regarding Oshek, regarding Gezel v'chulu, which we will, Be'ez Hashem, read tomorrow. I saw in the Yagdol Torah, he quotes from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish also emphasized how careful one has to be in terms of these issues. And he said, if you tell a child, you know, if you do this, I'm going to give you a candy. You don't give the candy? You violate Lo Sashok. We think it's a joke. We have to be careful with our words. Matsuya Davar, and then he quotes here, Shomer Ataf, a babysitter, Shalochim Yaldal Lishmaral Tinok, Umavticha Lo Schara, the Yishmoli Zarbel, Shaimla, Mashovtak, Lo Labra, Baltalin. You have to pay on time, you got to pay properly with a babysitter, or if a babysitter promises a child, whoever it is, we have to be in the practice of keeping to our words. We have to be very careful in terms of Oshek, and if we promise to give somebody something, to give it. Continuing the chinuch, but no against Yisrael b'chol makom b'chol zman. Yisrael applies always. V'over alav v'ashak es chaveiro over alav zeh. If I deny and I hold on to my friend's property, I violate v'ulav hanitak lase. But no malchus because it's a nitak lase. Klomer sheyashiv hachamas asher b'kapav. You got to give it back. V'yiratzes chaveiro sheikli tov echiso. Not only give it back. The chinuch adds, you got to ask him mechila. The Rambam writes this in the first halacha in Hilchos Tshuva that whenever you do tshuva, If it has to do with money, or has to do with any nezek, chaval, anything, you could pay back, but that's not good enough. You gotta ask mechila. And that's what he says here. You have to return the money, vi yiratzes chaveiro, and appease your friend. That's a major part also. The kvar hodiun is a charnum levracha, the chidach adds, remember, gadol koch bali tshuva. Bali tshuva or meif. And we all have to be bali tshuva. We all have to know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to come back. Okay, next paragraph he talks about that the smag, who he calls the Rav Tsarfati, doesn't count this separately. He counts Gezel and Oshek together, but the Chinuch says, I already stated what I stated. The Minchas Chinuch knows Beis. The Minchas Chinuch says that a goy is also mitzuva on Oshek, because this is part of Gezela, as we know. The Chinuch says later on, seven categories. Not seven mitzvahs b'nei noach, seven categories of mitzvahs b'nei noach. So this is included in the larger category of Gezel. Oshek, yes, Oshek for a Jew is a separate Isser, but it's included in that category. And he says, look in the Arachayim in Parshas Noach. The Arachayim in Parshas Noach deals with, when it says the Malaharetz Chamas, deals with the Medrash that the Dor HaMabul always used to steal Pachos Bishava Pruta. So he deals with how that helped for B'nai Noach. They might be chayiv even less than a Shavar Pruta. So that's the Arachayim that the Minchas Chinuch quotes, dealing with what is usher for a non-Jew. Last point to mention, and that is, he quotes in Oz Dalid, in Dibur Maaseh Vehinei Nirali, on top left, he quotes that, if you look at the Gemara in Maseches Ksubis, this is a strong question that Minchas Chinuch asked that he does not answer. The Gemara says, Prias Balchov Mitzvah. Paying back a loan is a mitzvah. Mitzvah to pay back a loan. And the Gemara therefore says, because it's a mitzvah, Bezdin can be kofa. Bezdin could force people to pay back a loan. What's the mitzvah that you're doing? What's the mitzvah? Prias Bachol mitzvah, Machmas Rashi says there, Hin Shalchat Yiyat Tzedek, Valav Shalchat Yiyat Tzedek. It's a mitzvah, and therefore, the mitzvah is asay, and therefore Bezdin is kofa. Ask the Minchas Chinuch, why is the Gemara, it's in the first paragraph too, of Oz Dalet. What is the Gemara focusing on? The asay of Prias Bachol? That's all you're doing when you're not paying back a loan? What about Lo Sashok? What about this Isser? The Gemara is silent. The Gemara doesn't say a word when you in the Gesugi about paying back a loan. Mitzvahs I say to pay back a loan. And there's all different opinions. What's the mitzvahs I say? So Rashi there says, Hin Shalcha, you have to make sure your weights and measures are correct. The Ritva quotes another pasuk there. So why doesn't the Gemara mention Lo Sashok? That's the bomb kash of the Minchas Chinuch, and he does not answer. You see on the fourth line on top, Umatzarech Hashas Lomar, Machmas Aseh, Vitzarech Iyun Gadol. I don't understand why the Gemara did not bring in the Los Aseh. So, all the Achronim get into the act, the Kovet Shiurim there in Ksubis on Daf Pei Vav, he says, O Shin Yud Beis, he quotes the question Let me just find where it where he quotes the question. He says, "Umakshin." The Velt asks, "Ublo mitzvah ikan ikalav tavo sasho?" Kama she goes over Rambam. The Yeshlomar de mishum lavze ain over kol zman shebiyado lefroa. V'ein lekvosa bishvul ze. If you have what to pay and you just don't pay, you don't violate really yet because you could always pay tomorrow. So when is it when a person dies not paying? Okay. But really, as long as you have the money, you just don't pay, you might not violate Oshek at that moment. Ain't over cause man should be yodel afroav. Ain't lechposo bishvil ze. But the assay is immediate. Hirshal chatzedek. So that's the suggestion of the Kovet Shirim. He quotes in the footnote here, other suggestions from other achronim. Maybe the issur is only when you have in mind never to pay, but if you have in mind to pay in the future, you don't violate the issur. Either way, the Minchas Chinuch has this kasha that needs to be dealt with, why the Gemara in Ksuvas Peivav did not quote the Aveira of Lo Sa'asho. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But we will continue with Gezel the next time, as we are approaching, as Hashem, the 230 mark, as today's mitzvah was 228.